was a good day. It was raining on the beach. I walked a long way and looked deep into the sea. Saw myself in the endless rippling, clear as the breeze. It hit me. Knew it was the moment. Knew it was the day.
Thank you. Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Hello, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Gnome City, our goodbye episode. So we're just listening. Well, we started it off with Salt in the Wound, talking about the beauties of live music and how, like, cheering is part of the enjoyment. And then we went to the song Bye by Black Violet, part of our CJSF library. And then we went way back in time with the song Goodbye by Asobi Sexu, which... I just looked up Goodbye in our CJSF library, and I found that song, and it's such an amazing song. It's, yeah, I think that album came out in 2006, and the band isn't active anymore, sadly. And, like, the lead singer is an early childhood teacher now, but, yeah, definitely, like, look into that band. The album is called Citrus, and, you know, I always trust an album with an awesome album cover. And it's freaking beautiful. It's like she's upside down and it's like bright red and there's words around her and like she's an orange. It's awesome. Anyways, oh yeah, it's that time. It's that time of Gnome City where we need to figure out the Gnome news. We need to get the newscaster in. Yeah, I'm just gonna give my chair up for the Gnome news reporter. This week in Gnome City, the creatures in the River of Contemplative Fish all began their annual voyage to the colder climates of Trollhaven. The loss of contemplation marks the beginning of summer for the gnomes. Gnomely has already made great use of her summer by getting a tattoo of her new girlfriend, Gnomapur, on her nose. If you touch it, it makes Gnomapur do a little dance. Unfortunately, Gnomely has a very itchy nose. I hope they can work that out together. Happy summer of no contemplation. All right, that was gonna be our last Gnome City for a couple months. It'll be so sad. I'll probably still do interviews and stuff though, and I'm still probably gonna post weird stuff on my little Gnome City Instagram. I think it's like at our Gnome City if you want to look at it, or DM me if you're an interesting person, and then we can talk about how cool and interesting you are. But anyways, we're going to continue on with our goodbye with My Faint Resolve by Long Branch. Yeah, I had to put Long Branch in the goodbye episode because, like, one of the reasons why I love being part of the radio is that I get to find so much new, cool, amazing music. And so I found this from the CJSF library. And Long Branch just has everything that I look for in music. It has female lead singer, so emotional and emotive and, like, guttural and not afraid to sound a bit, like, ugly or, like, desperate or, like, just overcome with emotion. And I just found that so satisfying. And the guitar just, like, makes me ache. You'll see. And, yeah, so we got to listen to Long Branch as a celebration. And then after that, we're going to listen to Autumn Dreams by Vertigo because I'll be back in the autumn. Duh.
In a storm, thinking of doom and destruction, driving in the more snow with the motel door drifting, living out of my guitar case, just like Stompin' Tom. From St. John to Skinner's Pond, from that pond and beyond. Long live love, live along with love. Long live love, live along with love. Spaghetti for breakfast in a New York diner, put money in the jukebox at a station in South Carolina. Long live love, live along with love. Live love, live along with love. Dollar to the right, the dollar to the left, dollar in the middle. Everything's a dollar. You like a guru, playing drums for the kids, vultures hovering all around, we're trying to keep our wits,
Long Live Love by Shane Stephen Sand. And before that, we had Around the Corner by Ariel Soucy. I really like this album. It's a new one called Passages. And yeah, it's just very sweet. I believe some of it's in French. She's Quebecois. But yeah, I thought Long Live Love. What better message to leave you guys off with for my little mini departure? But yeah. After this is going to be Connor on Department Uno, giving us all the epic music, all the new stuff, and giving us some wisdom as well. And then later tonight, I always got to recommend the Arts Magazine at 8 every Friday. It's really cool. I don't know. I don't listen to it all the time, but I know like he'll go through like all the different shows going on, like all the different music. He'll go through it like geographically, which is, I don't know. It's cool. He knows a lot. He really knows his stuff. So it's really fun to listen to. But yeah, I'm going to leave you off. I've said goodbye many times in many ways through many songs today. So for my last goodbye to you, I'll be playing Last Goodbye by Jeff Buckley from the Grace album. Yeah, I've been listening to Jeff Buckley a lot lately. He has a really good album, like all the, it's You and I Extended, and it's just like all of his music that's like, he calls it like the basement tapes in one of his songs. Like there's this one song where he does a Jamaican accent at the end and he talks about how all the critics make fun of him for it. And he's like, well, you'll find these tapes when I'm dead. And I guess you can literally listen to them and feel lucky that we got to be alive after he's dead so we could listen to these crazy tapes. But yeah, and it's really cool listening to him talk, especially in the song Dream of You and I, when he's describing the dream of how that song came to him. Just his cadence is really fascinating because he'll like lift, he'll raise his voice to be like a little higher in ways that like most people wouldn't, but it's like very musical and it kind of makes sense for how he's able to sing in these ways that are like, I'd say, like less common and predictable from normal. But yeah, Last Goodbye, I was listening to this with my friend on the way to Coquitlam River, which I definitely recommend going for a swim there and just floating down. And yeah, we still have a little more time. What else should we talk about? Well, I guess I'll just say thank you for being with me on my first ever radio show for, so this was like the 15th episode of Gnome City. And yeah, it's been so awesome just getting to nerd out about everything that I love and have maybe some people listening to it or maybe some people just flicking through and they get a brief description of Atsushi and his beautiful womanly ways. Shout out earlier moment in the episode reference. But yeah, I just feel so happy I get to talk about all the amazing things. But yeah, this has been Katie on Gnome City and we are signing off.
last goodbye. I hate to feel the love between us die, but it's over. I just do this and then I'll go. You gave me more to live for, more than you ever.